am Daniel White III, president of GLM Omnimedia Group, and this is the Get Things Done podcast, episode number 93. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done in your life every day so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life, the life that God has blessed you with. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory. I really do believe that, because our God is great, and He has put greatness in each and every one of us. Beloved, in this podcast, we are going through the fine book, Doing It Now, by Dr. Edwin C. Bliss. I had just finished preaching at a church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It was an annual meeting. The pastor now, who invited me, is now home with the Lord. And as I was heading back to Atlanta, Georgia, my home base at the time, I was walking through the airport. I picked up this little yellow book and read it in its entirety. I had never read a book like this book before. Meaning, never a book like this in format-wise. And I had read other books regarding the subject of productivity and getting things done and avoiding procrastination, but not like this one. And along with Jesus Christ being my Savior, along with prayer, along with reading the Word of God and the power of God in my life, it is one of the reasons, that is, this book is one of the reasons why I have accomplished so much in my life. And I'm far from retirement age, and I give God the glory. Today I will continue sharing with you some of the principles that I learned from this book by Dr. Edwin C. Bliss. And I hope that you will be just as blessed as I have been. Rarely does a book change a life. Those books are rare. But their impact is amazing. Dear friends, as we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God, the Holy Bible. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10 says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest." Our quote for today, our get things done quote for today, is from President John F. Kennedy. He said, every accomplishment starts with the decision to try. Today, my dear friends, in the Get Things Done podcast, we're looking at part 3 of step 12, use visible reminders. And he goes on to say in his unique way, you appear to have a very high regard for Shakespeare as a proponent of getting things done promptly. I do indeed. However, before we nominate him for the Anti-Procrastination Hall of Fame, it would be only fair to point out that we know he himself was guilty of at least one notable instance of procrastination during his lifetime. He didn't get around to marrying the mother of his children until 6 months before the birth of their first child, which just goes to show that even the wisest among us sometimes have a tendency to stint our necessary actions. We seem to be digressing. To get back to mottos and slogans, are there any that you particularly recommend? The most succinct all-purpose reminder is simply, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Seeing those three little words many times a day can pound a trenchant message into your brain. W. Clement Stone, president of the Combined Group of Companies and publisher of Success, recommends that you not only put those words where you will see them frequently, but that you repeat them aloud 50 times each morning and 50 times each evening for a week or so to imprint them indelibly on your subconscious. This technique of endowing words with power by repeating them aloud is well recognized in religion. Every church uses verbal repetition in its rituals, or at least many. Perhaps you can devise some rituals of your own to help strengthen your resolve. Do it now. Following are some other mottos, many of which I have picked up from participants in my time management and anti-procrastination seminars. Keep in mind, these are listed because they may help you avoid procrastination, not because they are especially clever or amusing. If it's smart-ass humor you're looking for, you can find that on the nearest bumper sticker. Here's a few more mottos. Tomorrow is never. Make today count. Procrastination prevents success. Doing beats stewing. In just 2 days, tomorrow will be yesterday. Time is money. Do it anyway. Get the now habit. People don't fail because they intend to fail. They fail because they fail to do what they intend to do. Get around to it. Be a doer, not a dawdler. Why wait? Don't delay, do it today. Have a happy tomorrow. Do today's work today. Procrastination, a dream deferred. If not today, then when? Today, use it or lose it. Use this day well. Life is leaking through your fingers. Do it before sundown. You don't find time, you make time. Just do it. Mean Well, we'll skip that one. Make it happen. If the Lord tarries his coming, we will continue this discussion on doing it now in our next episode. Now, let's pray our prayer together. That we pray each week. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus, our Lord, and grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.